In the past 2 years, the internet giant AOL has sought to transform itself from an ailing colossus to a source of indispensable content. Well, today, AOL executives agreed to pay $315 million, mostly in cash, to acquire the Huffington Post website. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Arianna Huffington herself will become the editor-in-chief of AOL.
Here's your WebBait headline. The guys behind You've Got Mail just acquired the queen of the click. This morning, AOL CEO Tim Armstrong told analysts that people navigate their world by brands.
We believe the Huffington Post is the best content brand on the internet that was synergistic with what we wanted to do and had, most importantly, incredible talent there and entrepreneurial spirit. I think that will help the culture of our company out.
The former Google executive has bet big on content. AOL has hired a small cadre of established journalists to cover politics, technology, and other subjects. He's also championed a new family of sites called Patch to cover local community news and another site called Seed to answer questions people ask online. But Armstrong now concedes that hasn't been enough and is looking to Huffington's five-year-old site for salvation. The Huffington Post blends unpaid blogs with a largely left-of-center bent, original reporting by a smaller core of paid reporters and editors, and aggregation of the reporting of others. The site includes enough serious content to keep a high-end reputation despite trafficking in a lot of photo galleries of scantily clad models. And it's gamed the system so its entries repeatedly show up at the top of Google search results. Huffington and her partners and investors will get a major payout, but she says the deal will allow the Huffington Post to develop as well.
For us to accelerate everything we were doing, to go into local in time for the presidential elections that we are all over the country, to go to Brazil, where I had just come from and where we wanted to launch Huffington Post Brazil, to go global.
That's from her remarks to the website All Things D. Former Huffington Post media editor Rachel Sklar says the editor herself is a key ingredient of today's announcement.
I think they're getting a good deal. They're getting the Huffington Post and they're getting Arianna. I would never advise anybody to stand in her way. She's a force of nature. Everybody knows that.
Over the decades, the Greek-born Huffington has transformed herself from London celebrity to California conservative to anti-war liberal to online news innovator. And in the process, she's become her own essential brand. Notably, neither Huffington nor Armstrong spoke of the site's ideology in remarks to analysts this morning. Instead, AOL executives spoke of their expectations, predicting Huffington will attract new waves of visitors, advertisers, and profits through search optimization and building its comment sections. But AOL's biggest single revenue source arrives each month from people who still pay for its dial-up internet service and related subscription products like email. That's imperiled in a broadband era.
It's a company that seems to have lost its way a little bit.
Roy Liu is managing director for Hercules Technology Growth Capital, a Boston-based venture capital fund. He says this is all about AOL's quest for more clicks on its websites.
I could see the business rationale for why they're going after Huffington Post, but I don't know that that solves any strategic or branding issues for them necessarily.
One more cautionary note about synergy. 11 years ago, AOL bought media giant Time Warner in a deal valued at more than $100 billion. It is now considered one of the worst mergers in American corporate history. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.